The last scene of The Soul's Awakening by Rudolf Steiner and the last of his mystery plays, scene 15. The same as in scene 14, Strader's nurse sits waiting. The secretary enters, later Benedictus, Ahriman. Secretary. Soon Benedictus will be here himself to take the message safely from your hands. He was away and has returned just now. Our Dr. Strader, what a man he was. At first I did not have much confidence in Hilary's ambitious plan of work, but often in my presence Strader spoke, describing everything the work required. Then my objections quickly lost their force. Ardent and full of spirit, sensing strongly the possible and what was purposeful, he ever strove to reach the final goal by keeping always clearly in his mind the facts themselves, while presupposing nothing in form of idealistic thought. He worked as any mystic should, as men must do who wish to see the beauty of a view from highest mountain peaks, and yet they wait till they have reached the heights and do not try to form in mind the picture in advance. Nurse, you saw him in the midst of active work, a man of special gifts, unbending spirit. And in the weeks I was allowed to give him last services on earth, I could admire his loftiness of soul. This gentle soul, except for 7 years of rarest bliss, passed through his earthly life in loneliness. The mystics offered him their wisdom. He, however, needed love, and his desire for deeds was love, indeed a love which seeks to show itself in life in many forms. And what this soul sought on the mystic path was needful to his being's noble fire, as sleep is to the body after toil. Secretary. For him, the spirit wisdom was the source of what he thought, and everything he did was always fully charged with its ideals. Nurse. Because it was his nature to give himself and love unswervingly, with all his soul, what life could offer as its sum and substance. His last thoughts, too, were still about his work, to which he was devoted with the deepest love. As men depart from beings whom they love, the soul of Strader took its leave of all the earthly work to which his love belonged. Secretary. He lived with all his being in the spirit, and Theodora always stood beside him as living. All true mystics feel like this. Nurse. Because his loneliness joined him to her. At death she was still with him, and by her he felt that he was called to spirit worlds to finish there his uncompleted task. Not long before he died, for Benedictus, he wrote the words which now I want to put into our spirit leader's hands myself. And so upon the earth this life of ours must take its course, replete with riddles, yet illumined by sun beings such as he, from whom the others, just as planets do, receive the light rays which awaken life. Benedictus enters, exit the secretary. Nurse. These are the lines that Strader wrote for you before his strength had ebbed away from him. I've come to bring them to his spirit friend. Benedictus. And after he had written down these words, where did his soul abide in those last hours? Nurse. At first, the latest of his plans in life still lived within his thoughts. Then Theodora was joined with him in spirit. Feeling this, his soul rose gently from his body's sheath. Benedictus. My faithful friend, I thank you for the love and service which you gave him still on earth. Exit nurse. Benedictus. Reading Strader's last words. My friend, when I felt close to being crushed and knew that opposition to my work did not arise alone from outward sources, but from the inner flaws of my own thought, were obstacles to check my plan's success, I saw again that picture I described to you not long ago. Its outcome, though, was not the same. Not Ahriman arose as my opponent. A spirit messenger appeared where he had been, whose form I felt distinctly as my own erroneous thinking. Then I recalled those words that you had spoken about the strengthening of my own soul powers, and thereupon the spirit disappeared. There are a few more words. I cannot read them. A chaos covers them for me and weaves and works its all-enshrouding veils of thought. Ahriman appears. Benedictus sees him. Who are you? You who come to shadow life from out the chaos of my soul horizon? Ahriman, aside. He sees, but yet he does not recognize me. and so he will not cause me painful terror when, at his side, I try to use my power. To Benedictus, I can reveal to you what Strada still wants further to confide for your own good, and also for your pupil's mystic path. Benedictus, my mystic group will always know itself to be in touch with Strada's soul, although the life of sense no longer forms a bridge. But when a spirit messenger draws near, who manifests himself from his own worlds, he must gain first of all our confidence. To do this he must show himself to be well recognizable to spirit sight. Ahriman, self-knowledge surely is what you are seeking, so any stranger, spirit entity, that wants to do you service is compelled to yield itself as part of your own self, if you accept its presence so far only as it is recognizable to you. Benedictus, whoever you may be, you only serve the good when for yourself you will not strive, or when you lose yourself in human thinking to rise anew in cosmic evolution. Ahriman, it is high time for me to turn away in haste from his horizon, for when his sight can think me as in truth I really am, there will arise and grow within his thinking part of the power that slowly will destroy me. Ahriman disappears. Benedictus, I recognize now. It is Ahriman who flees from here, creating in myself the knowledge of his being in thought form. His aim is to confuse our human thinking, for through an error long since handed down, he seeks in at the source of all his woe. As yet he does not know that he will find redemption in the future, if he only can find his self reflected in this thinking. And so he shows himself to men, but not as in reality he feels himself. Himself revealing and concealing too, he tries to utilize in Strada's case, in his own way, the moment's chance, to strike, he thought, through Strada all his friends. He can, from now on, not conceal his nature from those devoted to my spirit work. In wakefulness, their thinking shall create him when he holds sway within their inner sight. His many shapes and forms they will decipher, with which he'd like to hide when, in disguise, he must reveal himself to human souls. But you, O soul of Strada, sun imbued, who through the strengthening of your spirit powers have driven error's envoy into flight, you shall, as spirit star, shine on your friends. Your light shall in the future penetrate into Maria's and Johannes's lives. Through you they will be able to prepare themselves with greater strength for spirit deeds, and by revealing inner light will prove endowed with power of thought at such times too, when, over full awakened spirit sight, the fierce dark Ahriman, suppressing wisdom, attempts to spread chaos's gloomy night. Curtain, end of scene 615, and the end of the fourth mystery drama, The Soul's Awakening, by Rudolf Steiner.